Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
This is Kevin on the Friday Afternoon Show. I'm with you every Friday from 1 till 4. Sadly, it's the final hour, and then I've got to hand over to this bloke called Marco, whoever he is. He's doing his tea time show with a twist. But the good news is I've got him to come in the studio to talk to me because... Hello, Marco.
Good afternoon, Kevin.
Greetings. It's very formal, aren't we?
Very formal, yes.
Yes, indeed.
We are formal on this radio station.
Oh, chin-chin. I wanted to talk to you because it's a bit like a Vectis volunteer slot, but because we're both volunteers for Vectis Radio.
We are, indeed.
But what interested me was the news that you were doing a bit of a slot at the One Life Festival last weekend. Weekend just gone?
Yeah, it was this Wednesday, actually.
It was on Wednesday, was it?
Yeah, June the 6th on Wednesday.
Okay, tell us about that. What did you do?
Well, I know a couple of the guys, and one's Barry Wade, he's a good friend of mine. They're putting on this festival for autistic adults. He's hoping to do another one next year to encompass everyone, but for adults, and it turns out it's for Down syndrome and things like that. And he said, would you be interested in doing a DJ slot, a bit of a mod music? I thought, yeah, not half.
Yeah.
And regardless of the age, it did feel a bit strange up on the stage, but I said, we'll go for that. So it happened this Wednesday, and last week I was contacted, and another volunteer, Chip, our very own Chip.
Yeah.
He said to me, we're doing back-to-back up on the stage, Marco. So we was up there, and he was doing a bit of MCing and playing his stuff, and I was playing the old mod stuff, and it was really, really good. I think the actual people that organised it was quite amazed. I mean, we had great weather anyway, Wednesday. It was red hot and sunny.
Yeah.
But I think there was way over 500. He was expecting a maximum of 500. It was coming from Somerset, Berkshire.
That's brilliant, because it's a very specialist event.
It was a specialist event, yeah.
Yeah.
And it worked out a treat. And it was quite humbling to see, because the people that were there were really enjoying it. Now, I'm not going to... There are other festivals.
Yeah.
But this particular One Life was what it was about, One Life.
What was it seeking to do? Was it just to give people a good day out, or was it more than that?
To give them a good day out, but also there was no sort of pressure from anybody else. It was their festival.
Yeah.
And you could see they was enjoying it. There was no people moaning. It's not too... I mean, it wasn't too loud either. It wasn't sort of rock sort of speakers, because a lot of them suffer from hearing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was their festival. And there was ice creams, there was face painting, there was rock climbing.
Yeah.
Some great bands. I'm going to drop a name in here.
Go on.
A young outfit called Peach Fuzz.
Okay.
Unbelievable. The lead guitarist reminded me of Jimi Hendrix.
Really?
There's a young girl, she looked 13, I might be getting it wrong, she could be 20, I don't know tops, but what a bass player.
Really?
And then the lead singer was fantastic.
Is that an Ireland band as well?
I believe it is, yeah.
Oh, right.
So we're going to try and get them in and give them a push. And the drummer was fantastic. And I had another guy come up, I can't remember his name, I know it's sad, but I'm getting on a bit. But anyway, he done a rap number with them. Outstanding.
Yeah.
Outstanding. So that was a Peach Fuzz.
Fantastic.
Blatant plug.
What a place, though, the island is for talent, isn't it?
It's great, yeah.
I know.
There was other bands as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And other DJs, but...
And you.
And myself, of course, yeah.
Top talent.
Yeah, kicked off with Green Onions, you know, it makes sense. It was a great day.
Yeah,
Worthy calls.
Yeah, but I wanted to give you a bit of a shout-out as well, because you, unlike me, who joined Vectis Radio quite recently.
Yeah.
You've been involved right from the start, haven't you?
Near enough, yeah. 3 months into when they started in 2010.
Yeah.
So I always...
You don't look old enough, though.
Thank you very much. The tenor's in the post, as I always say. But we started off in a very small studio, I've said it before, in Key Arts.
Yeah.
It was known as the broom cover, because it was as wide as a broom cover, two people when you was full up.
Yeah.
And then we moved around, and I always put on my promotion now, live from Studio 6, because this is the sixth move.
Yeah.
Hopefully the last move.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a great journey, really.
What's it given you, being a volunteer for Vectis, apart from a bad back, because you do all the donkey work, don't you? Let's tell everyone. Ian Mack told me, you're the one who gets down and dirty and does the jobs that nobody else does.
Yeah,
and he does appreciate that, and he wanted me to tell you that.
From toilet cleaner to do these things. But I just help out. As you know, I've got a show Monday, show Friday today. Wednesdays I've always come in, excuse me, and I said to Ian, right, what needs doing? He said, well, paintbrush over there, away we go.
Yeah.
Put a shelf up, okay. Or... sort people out, you know, the management, go around and have a word.
But sometimes volunteering works both ways, doesn't it? So you get something from it as well.
Yeah.
Can you put that into words, like what it's done for you? I mean...
Well, I like just helping out. Well, I've always been like my dad. I have on me, when I'm buried on the old headstone there, champion the underdog. I've always felt that, you know, you champion the underdog and you help people out. Loads of people just say, well, you don't get nothing for it. I do. Yeah. I get nothing financially, as you know, it's purely voluntary. But, you know, money's not everything. And I just enjoy helping people. And what I like is seeing people, it's like this concert. You just see people's face and you think, for a lot of hard work, a lot of hard work that couple must have put on, the two guys, it turned out it's helped those people out. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. So that's what I like.
Yeah, okay. And just finally, because I know you used to be very active, you used to be in the fire service.
Yeah.
But you did some amazing work, and it just touches on last week's Vectis Volunteers was about Victoria Dunford and Mad Aid, and she was delivering hospital equipment to Moldova.
Yeah.
And it triggered memories for you, didn't it? Because you did something similar.
Yeah.
Through your involvement with the fire service?
Well, funny enough, we called ours Fire Aid.
Okay.
And people have probably heard of the interview, but a pricey version is just after Ceausescu was overthrown, I delivered one truck with a, that's a fire appliance, by the way, the truck, fire engine, folks, to a place called Oradea, which is just the other side of Hungarian border. Got involved with his brigade, come back, went to the council and said, what do you do with your old fire engines, sir? And he said, well, we sell them to Africa. Places like that. I said, could we have them for nothing?
Yeah.
And words on the line of you're having a laugh. But when I said, well, there's good kudos for the council out of this, he said, I'll get you an appointment. So I got up, made a presentation to the council. I said, there's four trucks with 40,000 miles on or less. Could we have them? And they said, yes.
Yeah.
So the chief got some good kudos. I got the trucks and away we went. And we was delivering them all over Romania. And the final one went to a place called Suceava, which is a city up in the mountains. It's about 50 miles from Ukraine, that end. And they needed a rescue tender. So I got this particular machine. And they said, is there anything else? I said, well, funny enough, there is. They'll need some cutting gear for it, some, you know, some specialist equipment. And I said, what do we do with ours? He said, here it is. And... I got involved there, and on the way back from there, the chief fire officer, his son had a serious accident with his eye, and he was only eight or seven, and they couldn't operate him on him anywhere other than Bucharest, which didn't have the specialists. I've come back, my brother-in-law, who was a consultant for spine operations, he knew someone at the Nuffield. We got in touch with the Nuffield. They said, bring a guy across. You'll need to raise £9,000 for this operation.
Wow.
This particular summer, we went out there. You've got to be in it to win it and all those sort of slogans. Raised the money, got him over. He had five operations and he got reasonable eyesight back in one eye.
Yeah.
And he now is a doctor himself.
Ah, wow.
And we keep well in touch. And I went to his wedding 2 years ago.
That's amazing.
And so the young lad now is 25 and it's good. And then...
Oh, what a fantastic story.
Yeah, so good old volunteer Vectis. You've got to do it, folks.
Yeah, yeah. Well done, Marco. I suppose I ought to let you go because you're on at 4 o'clock. Did you know that? Had you remembered?
Someone said I'm on at 4, yeah.
Tea time show with a twist.
In brackets, rock and roll.
In brackets, rock and roll. Close brackets.
Press it.
Okay, I'll remember to get that right. Okay, thanks a lot, Marco.
Okay, no problems.